couple of Auburn commits having monster games and monster seasons.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to talk about one of my favorite things to talk about, and that's recruiting and Auburn recruits. Auburn commits going off, having big seasons, and lighting up the scoreboard. We're going to talk about Deuce Knight, Alvin Henderson, and then obviously just the importance of continuing to stack classes with difference makers. You see how important it is. You see them already making impacts on this year's team that from the 2024 class. Imagine what happens when you stack this talented class on top and what they look like as time goes on. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND and get a double up deposit bonus. Give them $250. They're going to give you another $250 back to play with. Auburn versus Vandy. The line has gone all the way up to 6.5. Vegas is begging you to take Vanderbilt. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So if you want to get in on that action, sign up today. Use that bonus. Double it up. Hit you some parlays. Hit you some teasers. Whatever you got to do. Whatever you like to do, they have it. So check them out, mybookie.ag. So Deuce Knight, five-star Auburn commit quarterback, the one that you battled forever to get to flip from Notre Dame. He had an absolutely massive game this past Friday. He's seemingly almost 100% back from his hamstring injury. If you remember, he played a first couple of games, and I think in the third or fourth game, he had a hamstring injury, and he missed the rest of that game, which that happened early in the game, and then maybe three or four other games. But ever since he's been back, the running has been down. Up until this last game, he hadn't really run a lot, understandably so, but he's really lighting up the scoreboard through the air. Listen to this stat line he had in this last game. 651 total yards, okay? He had over 500 yards passing, a little over 100 yards rushing, and 9 total touchdowns. That's just silly. And you would think it was a shootout. I think it ended up being like 60 something to 40 something. So he's obviously he's back to full health. He's having a huge year. Look, one thing about Deuce, I'm not going to lie when I say this. I didn't expect Deuce Knight to be, I never really expected him to be an early impact guy. I really thought he was going to be, even if you got him, I loved him for the marketing aspect of it, like getting a big-time quarterback in, what it can do for the class. But I was always a little bit concerned about him as a passer because he's never just really completed a high percentage of passes. He's always been, you know, around 50 in the 50% of completion percentage. But he's put in a ton. I guess the first time I really thought, wow, he may have made a big stride was when he won the Elite 11, which is nothing but passing. You don't get to run. You don't get to use your freakish abilities in those type camps. He started working with QB Country down in Mobile, Alabama, and that have produced, you know, quarterback after quarterback, worked with Eli Manning and a bunch of other collegiate quarterbacks. But his completion percentage has shot up over 70%, which is in the high school level is crazy because you're throwing to high school receivers. You're not throwing to, you know, you're not throwing to collegiate receivers. You're not throwing to SEC receivers. You're throwing to, you know, I'm just going to say it. You're throwing it to, you know, rural Mississippi high school kids, and you're completing over 70% of your passes. His mechanics look phenomenal. He used to have, you know, a really low like sidearm release, and he's got it up in the slot, looking really good. And it looks even cooler coming from that left side. As you see guys like DJ Lagway, you see guys like Marcel Reed. Now I understand that's a little bit different because he's not the starter, but you see more and more guys being able to come in, and I could name a ton. You see more and more guys come in early and are able to, you know, make an impact as a freshman. And I never expected Deuce to be able to be that kind of guy, but I think after seeing seeing the maturation and seeing what he's been able to do and the gains he's been able to make, I think this kid could come in and challenge. Their system is a very RPO heavy system. He throws a lot of RPOs. Quarterbacks, I feel like an RPO quarterback, especially like when you go into the when you're trying to go into the portal. We've been talking about Auburn having to go to the portal and get a guy, and what type of guy should they look at? I think you almost have to, if there's two guys if you have two guys and one of them's better than the other, and it's pretty clear, but the one that's not quite as good has a ton of experience in the RPO game, I think you almost have to take experience than just the better quarterback based off of what we've seen. You know, based off of what we've seen from Peyton Thorne not really coming in and having a true RPO system. I think what we've seen, I think you got to have some kind of experience, at least have some kind of mindset like that, or you need a lot of time to kind of get used to it. Well, Deuce is going to come in at 6'4", 200 plus pounds, and he's run at least some version of some RPOs and have a little bit of that mindset, but he's completing a very high percentage of his passes while doing so. So that almost seems to me like he's coming in with a little bit of a head start from just your typical freshman quarterback. So the more and more that I see from Deuce, the more and more that I see each week, him being able to go out and do what he's doing. I mean, every single game he's going out, he's putting up really, really nice numbers. And a lot of them, he's not really throwing a ton of passes. He's just super, super efficient. Like the week prior, he was 10 of 16 for 329 and three touchdowns. The week before that, he's 10 of 13 for 219 yards and four touchdowns. He's only thrown one interception all year. His big rivalry game, he was 12 of 18 for 317 yards. So he's throwing deep balls and completing a high percentage, which you know has to excite Hugh Freeze because, I mean, his average completion is somewhere over, it's like 24 yards. It's crazy. 21 touchdowns, only one interception. So he's got a long of 90 and several 80-yard touchdown passes. I mean, he's just – There's a lot that I'm seeing about Deuce that I'm really, really excited about that I did not expect. You know, I expected raw materials. You had to mold and shape and sort of develop, and maybe by year three he'd be ready to go if he hung around that long. But, man, now I'm like, especially if he comes in early, goes through spring, could he be pushing for the starting job next year? I mean, it's going to be a very, very interesting offseason. I know Auburn wants to go get, is primed to go get one of the top portal quarterbacks that they can get. I think they're going to compete for the best of the best in this offseason. I think they're prepared for it from a financial standpoint and then from just the need standpoint. So, but you got this kid coming in. I don't know, man. He's got a lot of tools, and he's worked on the things that he needs to work on to be able to play at the next level. So he is someone that's going to be fun to watch. It's just those type of caliber quarterbacks, they just don't come around very often, and this guy kind of does all the things that Hugh likes to have in a quarterback, and he can run, you know, a sub 4.5 40 at 200 plus pounds. So definitely excited about Deuce and watching his development. Before we get to the next guy who holds a special place in my heart, We got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. There's no reason for you not to double check. There's no reason for you not to make sure. There's no reason for you not to do all your due diligence to make sure that your savings, your 401k, everything that you have is performing at its optimal level. Ford will do the free portfolio analysis for you. It's a $1,500 value. It's not a cookie cutter PowerPoint presentation. He's going to dive into the numbers, dive into what you got going on, show you where it can be improved. Hey, he'll even let you know, looks like you got it. It looks like you're all good. Looks like you got it going on. So go to retirementresult.com/plan, reach out to Ford, tell him where you go, tell him we sent you, make a friend. At the same time, that's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. All right, let's talk about my man, Alvin Henderson. Okay. You know how much I love Alvin Henderson, and he's been on the program before. I've been following him for quite a while now. And this past weekend, he made history. He broke a record, and he's going to continue to set a record in the state of Alabama that will never be broken. And that is, he became the state's all-time leading rusher this past Friday, knocking off another legend, Mack Campbell from Alexandria. He had a big game against Florala, and he's still got games to go. So he's only 66 yards away from hitting 10,000 rushing yards, which is, think about that. Okay. And he's played high school football on varsity since he was in eighth grade. Okay. So he's played essentially 5 years of high school football. He's been that good for that long. Think about, like, there's so many aspects to this. Number one, longevity, like being able to do it consistently as, hey, your body makes a lot of changes from 14 to 18. Okay. That's a big change time for you as far as guys go. And then injury, like you're taking a ton of carries, like you have a ton of mileage on you, and being able to stay healthy, that's something that's incredible. And then, you know, especially now today, kids transferring high schools and doing all the things, being able, you know, sticking with one high school and hanging in there and just pounding it out every single year. There's so many aspects to this that are just incredibly, incredibly impressive. And Alvin's done it every single year that he's been able to touch the ball. Heck, one of his best season is not even going to be this year. It's last year that he rushed for like 3,500 yards, you know, and 60 plus touchdowns. So his junior year is going to end up being better than his senior year, but his senior year is still pretty dang solid. So they still have, let's see, they still have the last game of the year. Okay. So all Alabama high schools are playing their last game of the year this week, and then it's playoffs. Okay. Then it's playoffs, and playoffs are, you know, one and done. They are region two, I think. They came in second in their region. Okay. So they get a really good draw in the first round, and then they'll probably play somebody pretty tough in the second round. But so he should play at least three more games. So if that's the case, I don't think they're playing this week. I think he's off before the playoffs. So the playoffs are set. So they're not playing this week, which is kind of weird. You typically play a game right before the playoffs. So they're off this week. So he should have at least two more games. So he should easily go over the 10,000 yards, and depending on touchdowns, he could solidify his touchdown record even more. So he is, I can't wait to see the record books after this season's over, once they're updated, because I don't know of many records that he's going to not have. Like, he's going to have all-time touchdowns. He's going to have all-time rushing touchdowns. He's going to have the all-time leading rusher. I think the most rushing yards in a season. He's going to have every single major rushing statistic as he's going to be the leader. And it's just kind of remarkable, especially when you look at the history of running backs in the state of Alabama. Really cool moment. There's a connection here with the staff that's really cool, and I don't know it specifically, so I don't want to butcher it. But basically, you know, Elba, which is Alvin's high school, played Florala, which is, if you know Florala in the name, it's literally on the state line of Florida and Alabama that they're playing. And there is a connection, I believe, between it's either Elba's coach or Florala's coach. I think it's Florala's coach and Mack Campbell. I believe they're both from Alexandria. They maybe have even played together, played high school football together. So Mack Campbell obviously is the longtime, all-time, you know, leading rusher in the state of Alabama. Alvin still had to go for like over 160 yards, I think, to break the record last week, or 150 yards or something like that last week. But they went ahead and got Mack to come down to the game. I don't know if they told anybody about it. I don't know if anybody really knew about it. But after after the game, when Alvin broke the record, and after the game, they brought Mack out onto the field and had a big presentation and let Mack hand him the game ball, which is so cool. If you're from the state of Alabama and you have any age on you whatsoever, you don't even have to have a ton. If you're 30 and above, 30-ish and above, you've heard the name Mack Campbell. So you remember the Marcus Dupree. You remember the Marcus Dupree 30 for 30, the best that never was. He actually went to college and did some stuff in college. I'm not sure exactly what Mack did after high school, but Mack Campbell was a legend. Mack Campbell was a Barry Sanders type running back. He wasn't very tall, but he was big and fast and just impossible to tackle. Like, people will tell you stories. If you ask around who's the best running back in the state of Alabama to anybody over the age of 30, you could go Carnell Williams. You could go Bo Jackson. You could name a litany of dudes. Everybody's going to say Mack Campbell. Like, that guy was a stud. And he looked like he could still suit it up and play. I guess he would be like, he played his last time, he was a sophomore in 1996 when he played in the state championship. So he would have been a senior in 1998, I guess. So that's what, 20 plus years ago. He still looks good. He still looks like he could play. So, really cool, man. Really cool to see Alvin knock that record out and do what he's doing. And I'm telling you, there's nobody that's going to ever come close to touching that record. There's nobody that's going to ever come close to touching Alvin's numbers. And that's something that is special for him. And I think his game really translates to the next level. He's a quick cut, one cut and explode guy, which is fantastic for this offense, to where you have to be a little bit patient, find the hole and explode. And that is exactly what Alvin does well. I don't see him as being that. He may not be that home run, take it to the house from 80 yards at the next level, but he's going to be a guy that's going to be a quick twitch, explode through the hole and get you 5, 6, 10, 12 yards like that. And it's something that I think he can be really develop and be a really good back at Auburn in this offense. I think he could be a really big time factor and probably a big factor early on. It'll take him some time to adjust to the speed, but I think he's going to be a player, and he's going to come in with a lot of awards, a lot of hype, and looking forward to him getting on campus. The importance, you're watching this young freshman class, this 2024 class, you're watching them, almost every single one of them, making impactful plays week after week. Very few of the guys are even like redshirting. The offensive line, that's a different deal. Those guys need to redshirt. They need to get used to the play of the game, unless you have a unicorn like Connor Liu that can come in and play right away. So I'm not necessarily worried about offensive linemen. Okay, those guys typically come in a redshirt. But like, almost every other kid is going to play significant snaps this year. That's unheard of. And you're not talking about like mop-up time. I tell you what, one guy that's been, sort of waiting in the wings, playing scout team, who may be looking at starting to get some time, especially towards the end of the season, where he can play and not worry about his redshirt, is Joseph Phillips. So get ready to watch. There, at any point in time, he's going to be out there. I mean, every single player on this in that 2024 class is a hit. It seems like is a guy that's going to be an impact over the next several, you know, over the next several years. And you see that, and you see the impact they can make, and you understand how well those guys were evaluated. And again, just how talented they are and the impact that they're making already. When you stack this class, which is an even higher ranked class on top of it, and then you just continue to do that, you don't even have to have like a class the caliber of the one currently committed. Like if you just give me, if you give me three or four 2024 level classes, Auburn's going to make some noise. This team's going to make some noise. And that's the importance. That's why it's so, so important to be patient. That's why it's so, so important to hang in there through these times, because it's not far off and you're going to have a roster loaded with guys that are players that are absolute studs. And you're seeing your recruiting class this year put up ungodly numbers. You're seeing your recruiting class from last year being difference makers already as true freshmen. You're seeing kids from the class 2 years ago when Hugh was hired, pushing to be all Americans, pushing to be all conference. Like it's a slow build and it's about to kick off. And when it's like when your tires are spinning and they finally catch and you explode, that's not very far away. I feel like that's not very far off. So be excited. Recruiting's going great. You're going to finish strong. And you can help by signing up with On to Victory. They're still doing that anonymous donor match where if you sign up for an annual membership, they will multiply it by three. And we can help. We can help close it out here. It's getting close to signing day. We can get it closed out. We can get it to where we push this class over the edge, because there's still four or five guys you could add to this class. And honestly, there's a pathway for the number one class. There's still a pathway for the number one class, even with the record that you have, which is remarkable. So let's all jump in on the bandwagon and help out. It'll be something that will be could be very, very special for Auburn. Guys, that's all for today. I really appreciate you listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Get in the comments. We'll have some fun. We can chat back and forth. And then obviously, you know, we're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.